This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes breaking out. One truck of aid set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border as supporters of Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido attempt to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Venezuelan riot police fire tear gas and continue to block a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters have repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers. At least two people were killed in the clashes with security forces along the border with Brazil. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he will never give up, even if it cost him his life. Maduro said that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia and asked that all Colombian diplomats leave the country within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. President Muhammadu Buhari was among the first of the country's more than 72 million eligible voters to cast a ballot in his hometown when the polls opened Saturday for the country's delayed election. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened so late in the day that voting in affected areas may be extended into Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly has appeared in court in Chicago on charges that he sexually assaulted four women, including three teenagers.
A witness had conversations with Robert Kelly and Robert Kelly's associates, where the witness was asked to retrieve videotapes showing Robert Kelly having sexual intercourse with the victim in this case when she was only 14 years old.
And that is Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney. The Cook County Judge John Like set bail at $1 million and called the allegations disturbing. The judge also ordered Kelly to avoid contact with anyone under the age of 18. The 52-year-old, whose real name is Robert Kelly, was charged with a 10-count indictment Friday. Kelly's attorney, Stephen Greenberg, said that his client did nothing wrong, adding he's a rock star, he doesn't need to have non-consensual sex. Transparency was the focus of a third day in the Vatican summit on clerical sexual abuse by members of the Catholic Church. German Cardinal Reinhard Marx said that the church obscured sexual abuse cases. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA.
After bishops spent 2 days reflecting on the issues of responsibility and accountability, Cardinal Marx used his speech to call for more traceability and transparency.
Files that could have documented the terrible deeds and named those responsible were destroyed or not even created. Instead of the perpetrators, the victims were regulated and silence imposed on them.
Pope Francis, who has come under intense pressure over the failure to deal with increasing cases of clerical sexual abuse, will close the summit on Sunday with a mass attended by all participants and a final speech. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets across France Saturday for a 15th straight weekend of demonstrations, trying to re-energize supporters while clamping down on the violence and anti-Semitism in the movement's ranks. Police clashed with demonstrators near the Eiffel Tower in Paris, while local authorities in the central French city urged residents on Saturday to avoid downtown, where 2,500 yellow vest protesters clashed with police forces. Elsewhere, activists blocked access to an Amazon platform in a southwestern city. The protests started in November to oppose fuel tax hikes, but have expanded into a broader public rejection of French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.